Hebrews 11 has the list of people of great faith who trusted in God regarding things that had not yet happened or that they could not see. It is said of Noah that he was warned by God about events as yet unseen, respected the warning, and built an ark to save his household. He built the ark not to solve a problem he could see coming, but in obedience to God. And unless he was already in the business of building transport for large numbers of animals, the results of this obedience would have been clearly seen. And Noah trusted God. Noah trusted God as he built a huge wooden box for something that had not yet happened. He trusted God as the rain came down. He went into the ark with his family and all the animals and is shut in for almost a year. We know the whole story, but how terrifying it must have been to be in that wooden box with hundreds of animals for an unspecified period of time with the water rising all around. Noah trusted God as the waters go down, as he removes the covering of the ark, as a dove brings back a leaf from the dry land, and he doesn't come out until God tells him. He trusts that God has a plan. And finally, Noah worshipped God. He comes out of the ark and worships the Lord by building an altar and making a sacrifice to God. God has led him, guided him, provided for him, and saved him through an extraordinary and traumatic situation. Now he's safely on land and the future looks brighter. Noah does not forget God, but continues to acknowledge him as his Lord. Noah walked with God, listening, obeying, trusting, and worshipping, even when nobody else did. When everyone else was following their own inclinations and saying, "My will be done on earth," Noah had his focus on God's plan and was saying, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." His choice to walk with God enables him to weather the storm and come out on the other side, worshipping God for all that he has done. God's people are not exempt from the storms of a world that has turned its back on God, but they do put their trust in a God who is faithful, and they walk alongside him through the dark times. In Lamentations, we read these words: "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." These words are not said at a time of success and triumph, but in the middle of a time of war and hardship, again brought about by people turning their backs on God. As with Noah, there are people who trust that God is at work and have hope. In the well-known words of Psalm 23, we read, "Even though I walk in the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." There is comfort and hope in walking with God even in the darkest of times. Noah walked with God, though he couldn't see the end of the story. He didn't even know the flood was coming, and he came through the storm. But there was still evil and brokenness in the world. But we know that isn't the end of the story. As we read God's word, we know that the promise that started with the covenant to Noah was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We know Jesus, God on earth, living, dying, and rising again to bring about a new creation. And today, on Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate the Holy Spirit living in us, speaking and guiding. And we know that one day there will be a new heaven and a new earth where, as it says in Revelation, God will dwell with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And so now, while we may not be immune from the brokenness of the world about us, while life is a dangerous business, we can walk with God who speaks, who loves, who provides, and who saves, through joys and sadness, through times of sickness and health, times of plenty and times of little. We can learn to listen, to obey, to trust, to worship, and look forward to the time when all things will be made new. This morning, we should consider whose will we want to be done, ours or God's. What we are listening to, our own desires or God's. Who we trust in the ups and downs of life, and what the consequences are. If you have been doing things without reference to God and would like to talk about more about what it means to walk with him, do come and talk with me or Rob or Luke after coffee. If you walk with God, you might like to think about how you can grow in your listening, obedience, and trust. I would suggest that a first stop could be to talk to Luke about the home groups that help us explore together what walking with God looks like in individual situations. And if you're having a particularly hard time that you would like to pray about, maybe ask God to show you a way through. Do come to the front row after the service and there'll be someone to pray with you. As we finish, let me quote one writer on Genesis and the story of Noah. People of God, when things are going well for you, the nation is secure, the queen is on her throne, the economics are good, there is money in the bank and food on the table, beware of the temptation to forget the giver. You are what you are by grace. And when things are hard, when the hand of judgment is heavy around you, when the fountains of the deep burst forth and all you have is at sea, even then God will not let you go. Amen.